A report released by the e-commerce giant Alibaba shows that nighttime consumption accounts for 36% of consumption in a day. The company's online mall, Taobao, sees the largest number of purchases made in the hour between 9 p.m. and 10 p.m. The report also says that eateries, malls, scenic spots, and other places for entertainment have taken the front seat when it comes to China's robust nighttime consumption. A number of tourist attractions across the country have begun night tours to attract visitors who prefer to enjoy scenery at night. Travelers in Shandong can now travel on pleasure boats in a scenic spot in Jinan at nighttime to enjoy Daming Lake and the moat surrounding the old town.
I think it's quite beautiful. I've always heard of Daming Lake, but I've never been here before. I enjoy it today. I'll appreciate the night view and leave before it's too late. Then I'll come back here again tomorrow during the daytime.
Visits to catering services at night have also contributed a lot to the boom in nighttime consumption. Catering consumption at night jumped by 47% last year compared to the previous year, 2 percentage points higher than the growth in daytime consumption. Many people say they enjoy having the opportunity to relax with friends and have a midnight snack.
Our life during the daytime is quite busy and fast-paced, so we only have time to relax at night after work. We often have some seafood or barbecue as a midnight snack.
Cultural services are also getting in on the act by offering more options for night owls. Beijing is planning to launch nighttime activities such as plays, comedy performances, films, operas, and live music. This will give a boost of support to the city's brick-and-mortar bookstores that are open 24 hours a day and will encourage museums and galleries to keep their doors open later. In other cities, 11 museums in Guangzhou are now open to visitors at night, while the Shanghai Wild Animal Park has launched a night safari program. President Dai Bin of the China Tourism Academy said the development of China's nighttime economy offers great potential.
People are basically working during the daytime and hardly have time to consume. So an upsurge of consumption often occurs at night, especially between 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. Tourists' demand for nighttime tours is high, and 80% of the 637 tourism enterprises we surveyed are calling for more suppliers to launch night tours.
For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.